And now to the news that China has ended its one-child-only policy. The Communist Party instituted it in 1979 to reduce population growth, but it led to cases of infanticide by couples who had a less culturally desirable girl as a first child. There were also abortions forced by the government when couples refused to end second pregnancies. And it also led to such a population imbalance that an economist recently floated the idea that Chinese women can have two husbands. Joe Floto is the BBC's bureau chief in Beijing. Joe, we're hearing that you thought this might happen, but you're still surprised.
Well, it widely rumoured that this was being discussed this week. We've had a secretive session of the Communist Party's utmost policymaking body, the Central Committee. They meet in a military hotel in Beijing to come up with the five-year plan, which is the social and economic strategy for the next 5 years. And usually at the end of that, we get a communique that reveals general sentiment, but no detail. And it had been rumoured that they were considering ending the one-child policy. And today they revealed that they have done exactly that.
Well, and just to remind us, you know, flesh out what that policy was starting in 1979 and for years after. There were some slight exceptions.
There were quite a few exceptions. So if you were part of China's ethnic minorities, so you weren't the majority Han Chinese, you were allowed to have more than one child. If you were a rural family, you were allowed to try for more than one child. And then they changed it so if both parents were single children, then you could have a second child. And then they changed it 2 years ago to if only one parent was a single child, you could have two kids. So today they've done away with that and everyone is allowed to have two children.
Well, you mentioned the rural areas where families were allowed to have two children, but it was, I thought, if the first was a girl. And that brings us to one of the biggest criticisms of the policy. Boys were valued over girls in China. And so if families were having one child and it was a girl, there was often, you know, that girl was killed.
Look, there's massive gender inequality in China, and it is a looming crisis. It's debatable whether the one-child policy was the major contributing factor to that. If you go over to India, they also have a similar gender imbalance. But what we've got in China today is for every 100 girls born, 119 boys are born, and that is a huge imbalance in sex ratio there. So that's almost six boys for every five girls. And you can see that in schools. You can see it in my daughter's school. And this is going to create a massive problem. By 2020, that's not very far away, there will be 25 million men who don't have any hope at all of finding a spouse within China. And as this trend continues, you're going to get more and more young men who aren't able to marry and settle down.
Well, is this why China changed its policy? And by the way, as the policy has changed, has the view towards girls changed at all?
Look, the view towards girls, it's illegal at the moment to select the sex of your child. It's illegal to ask for the sex of your child from a doctor in an ultrasound examination. We've proved that in undercover filming several times that law can easily be circumvented. But the official policy is that this shouldn't happen, and they're trying to skew that. But when people have the chance, the cultural pressure to choose a boy over a girl is immense. And that is going to take a long time to change, but there could be huge consequences. The reason why they've done this, well, very simply, China's getting very, very old, very, very fast. So by the middle of this century, more than a quarter of the population will be over 65, and they will be relying on a tiny population of people under the age of 35 to do all the work. And they recognise that that is going to create a shortage of labour. It's going to have an inverted pyramid in China of people dependent on a shrinking workforce. One thing to note, many people tonight, if you go online, very few positive remarks that we can find at the moment. Lots of people skeptical about the motives, but also wondering about all the fines that people have paid, but more importantly, about the number of people who are beaten up and forced to have abortions, often very late in term. So we've had some spectacularly appalling cases in recent years of women who are 7 and 8 months pregnant being forced into an abortion.
And so you're seeing online Chinese, it sounds like they're saying, now you tell us, you know, after these tremendous punishments and sacrifices.
We would imagine from the outside that having lifted this most intrusive of policies into people's lives and allowed them a bit more freedom, that the reaction would be overwhelmingly positive. And at the moment, we can't find it, actually. Can't find that sentiment. And what's interesting, in the occasions where this policy has been relaxed, we haven't seen a huge increase in fertility. And what we're seeing now is that the evidence suggests that this isn't going to have an overnight impact on the population, that people aren't going to have more children, firstly because they got used to having one, and secondly because they think they can't afford to have two.
That's amazing. Joe Flodo, the BBC's bureau chief in Beijing, thank you.
You're very welcome, Robin.